This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The best record in the National Hockey League, based on total points now, belongs to the Nashville Predators. They are also about to do something a little bit unusual, the Predators are. In a letter to season ticket holders not too long ago, the team said it might stop selling individual tickets to certain games and would pay a premium to buy back some of the tickets it's already sold. Not, on the face of it, a conventional business model, but then again, sports never is. From WPLN, Emil Moffitt explains this is all about home ice advantage.
At a game in early December, Greg Atwood arrived at a seat just like he normally does.
I typically get there right at face-off. And when I walked in, it was when it was dark. And when they turned the lights on, it was pretty shocking just how much. I mean, it was a majority red.
That red was a sea of Chicago Blackhawks fans in T-shirts and sweaters supporting their team. Thousands of fans chanted, "Let's go Hawks." As a reliable Preds fan, Atwood has been coming to games for 14 years and says he actually doesn't mind seeing out-of-towners. He says 1,000 or 2,000 opposing fans are okay, but when they fill up half the arena, that's where he draws the line.
The Preds, a steal by Hossa, heading for the empty net! Hawks win! Hawks win! 71 seconds to go, Marian Hossa gets his second of the game with an empty net!
It was a rare home defeat for the Predators, and team president Sean Henry says the complaints came flying in from players and from fans.
After that game, I probably got, 50, 75 emails, 10, 12 phone calls, and people were saying, I don't know if I want to come to the game anymore.
So now the team is outlining steps to maximize the Predators' gold and navy blue in the stands. The team says it's considering a mandate that season ticket holders clear it with them before reselling their tickets. The team is also offering to buy back tickets to certain games at 10% above face value.
The first opportunity and last opportunity to buy Predator tickets should stay right here in our greater market.
Unlike goods that can be bought and resold, many professional teams consider their tickets non-transferable licenses. The New England Patriots took the online site StubHub to court a few years back over the resale of tickets. And just last year, the Seattle Seahawks tried to ban anyone with a California zip code from buying a ticket to the NFC Championship game, in what some say was an effort to keep San Francisco 49ers fans out. If the Predators end up doing something similar, not only would that keep out-of-town fans away from the arena, it would likely keep them out of Nashville altogether, meaning downtown restaurants and hotels might lose out. John Fleming is manager of the Renaissance Nashville.
I had two reactions. One as a fan, and I said, absolutely right. Best thing we could do, protect our home ice and go for it.
But as someone running a hotel?
We'll lose some business, obviously, if we do limit that. And it means we'll just have to go find other business.
Season ticket holders are conflicted, too. Greg Atwood may not like half the arena filled with rival fans, but he also doesn't want the team to go overboard with the new rules.
I spent a lot of money on these tickets, and, you know, when I buy these tickets, they're mine to determine what I do with them.
The Predators say they're most concerned with building a championship franchise and a regional fan base that'll last for generations. They say keeping home ice advantage is a key to moving in that direction. In Nashville, I'm Emil Moffitt for Marketplace.